You know, let's go ahead and start our gratitude while we're waiting for Susie to join.
Okay, Barbie Lee.
Go ahead, Barbie Lee. No, you got to stop.
No, I can't. Okay, I have two super gratitudes. So one, I mentioned the Toronto trip that my daughter and I were on. Lewis was amazing, you know, totally, you know, he's going to be my daughter's godfather, you know, how Lewis would say that, out there in Toronto when she moves out there in the fall, and the START group and Scott and all of them were just amazing, totally took her under her wing, and Alex is so darn cute. I just love that little guy. Like, he's just as cute as a button. And I also want to shout out to Stacey Muscotti and the, the runners. We have a group on Facebook, a group of us are supporting each other in our run to the French Riviera, and it has been absolutely exciting to be a part of a group of people that are just so excited. Not that, you know, this call isn't excited and all that, but we have a target and we have a thing, and we did this text blast on Sunday night, and I almost got put in Facebook jail, and that was the first time that ever happened. I was so excited. So just so huge gratitude for the community of Isagenix and the family and this one team, one dream that we have. It is fantastic.
That's an awesome share, Barbie Lee. Way to go. And you know what? The fact, I just love the fact that you're traveling the country with your daughter, sharing the message of Isagenix, sharing the experience. What a wonderful life.
You know, God bless Isagenix. That's what I'm saying about that.
And hey, it's Barbie funny Lee. That you mentioned that today, because I remember when I first started in Isagenix, or roughly very close to the time that I first started in Isagenix, I think you were living in Florida on a sabbatical kind of thing, and I thought to myself, how cool is that, that she can go wherever she wants to, when she wants to, and do that? So you've been doing this for quite a while, and you are showing the people the possibilities, and I love it.
Thanks.
Barbie Lee, I've got a question for you for the benefit of the others. So you mentioned this text blitz, and you talk about Road to Riviera. Do you want to just quickly explain to people what you send out as a text message and how many you send so they can kind of copy that and do it for themselves?
Oh, totally. So it was copycatted from the CEO retreat that Susan Fly had done, and Laura had given us the wording and stuff. And basically, we all chose 7, like we chose 7 o'clock in our time zone. And so from 7 to 8, we had a little contest going on and a bet and all that. But anyways, we just sent out, I'm really excited. I don't remember the exact words because I just kept copying and pasting it. But it was something along the lines of, hey, I'm just really excited to share our nutritional superfood that I'm into. When do you have 15 minutes for me next week? It was that simple.
Okay.
And it was a text out. I did it on Facebook because I don't text so good, just saying. So I got 88 messages on Facebook, and in the hour I booked 4 appointments. 2 people are coming to as guests on Thursday night, but then I woke up on Monday morning to 11 other responses, some no's and a couple other things, a couple other yeses that I scheduled this week. So I had a total of 9 people that I'm following up with from sending 88 Facebook messages.
That is fantastic, and that's something everybody could do with all the events that are happening this week, one in Toronto and elsewhere, is to send out a bunch of text messages today like crazy, just saying something really exciting to share with you, something happening on Thursday evening. Can you give me 5 minutes today? I just want to explain about it. Something like that.
Exactly. Well,
Thanks, Barbie.
A lot of my Facebook people, actually, that I know that we've already talked Isagenix and stuff, and I said, get off your butt, come on Thursday. That was
there you go.
My message.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey!
Thank you. I'm here after several failed attempts at the back way to get into this call. Started dialing in at 9:58 and thought, there's something wrong with this. I'm dialing it over and pausing and dialing it over, but persistence is key. So good morning, everyone. I'm finally calling in on my cell phone. Because I couldn't get on any of my home lines, but happy to be here and excited that it's Tuesday, May the 19th, a special day for our family. It's our first grandson's 4th birthday, and oh my goodness, how that time has flown by like the blink of an eye. I missed most of the shares this morning, but I think we should just get right into the call since it's 9 past the hour. And I listened to Carolyn's call this morning. Yesterday I took the liberty to be out and about at garden shops and didn't want to look really rude with having my earbuds in listening to a conference call, rather be socially interacting with other people. But did have the opportunity to listen to the recording, and I love, love, love John Maxwell as well. I love what he brings to the table. I love his humility, his honesty, and particularly love that he's willing to teach us the things that he's learned in his many, many years of leadership. One other thing I love about John Maxwell is something that he brought together about 13 years ago was a community called LeaderCast. And that community was represented by a group of people that really wanted to look at developing the leadership in all walks of life. And Glenn and I have had the good fortune to participate in the simulcast viewings of that probably 9 out of the 13 years and really garnered some great information and some tools that we could take away to become more effective and efficient communicators and more effective leaders. Some of the things that I'd really love to share with you this morning is what this year's topic was about: brave leadership, be the brave ones. And you know, some people might think, well, how does that relate to our business of Isagenics? But let me share with you that I really believe that it represents everyone in Isagenics. And first and foremost, it represents John Anderson and Jim and Kathy Coover. Because without their bravery, our company would not exist today. They were willing to go out on the edge. They were someone that decided to be leaders, not followers. They chose to operate in ways to make themselves worth following. And they had to exhibit certain behaviors that make their leadership come to life, just like we have to as we stand, you know, before that brand new person that we bring on board. And they were brave enough to exhibit that leadership around everyone that was looking for someone to follow. There were a lot of people out there that had been hurt, had been abandoned, had been disillusioned in previous network marketing companies, including Kathy herself. And yet she chose to step out of her comfort zone and to put on her armor, so to speak, and become that brave leader. So it's an essential act of any leader is the act of bravery. And it's really not a moniker that can be bought. It cannot be self-appointed. And bravery is not attributed to everyone, but is reserved for those whose innovation in their industry caused them to stand out from the crowd. So think about that. And again, I'm going to speak about Jim and Kathy and John. They were willing to do something that others would not. They were willing to stand out from the crowd. They were unyielding in their effort and their willingness to just go forth, knowing that they were going to be faced with opposition, knowing they were going to be faced with ridicule, knowing they were going to be faced with, other people in the profession that were going to say, oh, you're just coming out with, you know, another blah, 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 blah. But they were willing to be so bold to push their organization into new territories, and they continue to do that with the management team that they have surrounded themselves with. When you think of Kevin Adams and Travis Garza and Mac Larson and, you know, Doug Jensen and Chris Nish and Jenny Zimmerman and Story Pryor and, you know, the next generation, you know, with Eric Cooper. Their bravery brings along brave leadership beside them. And when you think about brave leadership has existed throughout history. Some of those people are very unforgettable icons, and others we will never remember. And those brave leaders exist across all industries, societies, and at every level of leadership. So let's talk a little bit more about what it is to be a brave leader. So one of the myths is that that to be a brave leader, that you have to be somebody that is completely fearless. That's not the case, though. You have to be somebody that's willing to go against your fears. So for me, I love the analogy. A gentleman by the name of Andy Stanley spoke at the simulcast that we were at, and he talked about a good leader is not somebody that is an expert at any one instrument. If you think of a beautiful orchestra, a good leader is the conductor. He gets the experts to play harmony together. So when you think about that, and you think, you know, Carolyn spoke about the five levels of leadership, but if you look at a good leader, they look at the gifts and the strengths and the capacities. They learn how to communicate with each person in their team. They understand what drives them, what motivates and inspires them. They understand what their fears are and their inhibitions are, and they help them to overcome those and to step through those and to be victorious. Somebody that I see, again, in our company as an incredible leader is Jimmy Smith. Jimmy Smith is always looking for ways to lift people up, never to look down upon anyone. Jimmy is a brave leader. He stepped out at 74 years young to join Isagenics and walk away from a six-figure income in another company because he saw the vision of where this company was going. A good leader is somebody else that can look at the blank canvas and with a sink to life. So a good leader would be that person that can look at the individual that is frightened, that is timid, that feels awkward in a crowd, that is, you know, afraid of even speaking to their best friends about what they've chosen to do with Isagenics. And that brave leader can bring out the qualities in that person. Brave leadership brings clarity around an unreasonable commitment to what should be. So when you think about another leader, Howard Schultz and Starbucks, he stepped back in because, I mean, we all can drink coffee, and, you know, I can hardly wait for Isagenics coffee to come out because it's very yummy. But it was really about bringing an experience together and making a difference in the whole quote-unquote coffee shop industry. A brave leader is somebody that can take a, that says, what is it that breaks my heart that I want to be able to change about the world? So a broken-hearted leader knows that something has to be done, and they're willing to do it in spite of the pain and suffering they personally might be going through to accomplish it, because they don't want to see pain and suffering that's out there in the world. When you think about that, and you think about some of the brave leaders that started World Vision and Habitat for Humanity and One for One, which is the company, the Tom Shoes company, you think about, you know, Me for We and the other campaigns and people that are providing water for people around the world. And we look at leadership within Isagenics and leading a team and the boldness and the bravery that it takes for that, and compare that to the boldness of making that huge, like the Mother Teresa kind of leadership, it's all one and the same. It starts with you wanting to make a difference and be a different person than the person that you came into it. We can read all the books that we want to read. We can go to all of the seminars that we want to go to, all the personal development. But I love what Susan Fye always said. It's like, wisdom shall be known by her children. And at the end of the day, when we look around and we think, have I developed myself in the last 6 months, in the last year, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, however long you've been with Isagenix, and where is the team that's surrounding me? What influence am I having on them? Have I been able to impart the vision of where I see Isagenix going as well as I see where I see their potential to be? Am I making it about the other person, or am I making it about me? Remember, too, as a brave leader, to recognize that the best part of you is you, and to focus on your strengths, and to believe that you are a work in progress, that you are somebody that is continuing to advance towards that pinnacle leader that we all want to be. It's kind of like to have that vision, that advanced strategy, that we don't continually rethink things, that we just get it in our sight and we lock and we load. We know exactly where we're going. We know that we're the cornerstone, and we go from that cornerstone to that place where we, you know, whether your cornerstone starts, and it all starts for all of us as an associate. That's the cornerstone. That's the foundation. And where we go from there is dependent on how many people we're willing to talk to and how many people that we're willing to lead and to be brave leaders. Brave leadership is about talking about Isagenix. But it's uncomfortable. When sharing your 30-second story makes your heart pound and your palms of your hands sweat and your heart rate increase, that's bravery. That's stepping out of your comfort zone to do something that can make a huge difference in the life of the person that you're talking to as well as in your own. Brave leadership can be very complex. And it's not meant to be a solo experience. Brave leadership is when you make it a team sport and you surround yourself with other people that aspire to be great leaders and brave leaders. Rourke Denver said, as a brave leader, you want to make sure you choose your ruck wisely. Because meaning ruck, from a military perspective, and some of you may be military, that's your backpack. That's what you carry with you. If you want to carry around all of your can'ts and shouldn'ts and shoulds and got to's and command that kind of have to leadership, your backpack's going to get really heavy. But if you carry around the things that pour belief and build trust, your load's going to be light. One other thing I loved that Commander Rourke Denver spoke about is that when things are tough, guys, when things are tough, like right now there's a lot of people that are maybe 3 enrollments shy of being in the holiday bonus pool this month, and that opportunity ends on Sunday night. It's willing to lean into the pain. Lean into it. Lean into the unknown, the uncomfortable, so that you will begin that trip in bravery. You've got to advance against all fear. And you've got to advance on that fear, not just against it. So, unfortunately, our society has set up almost everything to avoid pain. That's a big mistake, guys. physical pain is what transforms us. It's the physical and the emotional. I know there's a lot of people that have born children on this call. Did you, when you were in the last stages of your contractions and you thought, oh my goodness, I don't think I've been, you know, 6 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours, 24 hours, whatever it was, and the back pain and the labor pains and the contractions were so bad, did you say, well, you know what, I've had enough, I'm done? No, you had to lean into your pain. That's where your true bravery began, when you just pushed in spite of how uncomfortable it felt. We all have that within us. For those of us that go to the gym and we work out on our, you know, our body and we're weight bearing, and it's like, oh man, you know what? We can go in and we can pick up 5 pound dumbbells and just, you know, maybe do 100 lifts with 5 pound dumbbells. But it's when you're willing to pick up the ones that you can hardly, like, not the ones that are go past that point of pain. But as my husband says, if you can lift up, you know, maybe 25 pounds is your one curl with your arm. I'm talking women, by the way. You can do one curl with 25 pounds, cut it back to 80% of that, or you can do 5 or 6. It's knowing your limitations. Brave leadership is about knowing what you can do and what you can push through. It's about knowing how to inspire and engage other people. And another young woman that spoke was Malala Yousafzai. And she spoke about it. She just said it was, this is a young woman who is the youngest Nobel Prize winner ever. And it's, she won her prize based on her advocacy for education. And she said that we can't wait for someone else to speak out. It's our duty to ask, how can I help? And in our case, in Isogenics, who can I help? Who can I become if I'm willing to be that brave leader? And for her, she said that what made her do the things that were so uncomfortable is because she loved to watch movies. And she knew that at the beginning of the movie, there was you know, it usually started out you know, with a beautiful story, and then there was the villain, but there was always the happy ending. And she believes that there's always going to be a happy ending. So if you believe that there's always going to be a happy ending, that if you believe that you're going to help, that you, not only are you going to have that physical transformation, not only are you going to have that financial transformation, but you're also going to help other people in their transformations, in their body, their mind, their spirit, their financial transformation, that you can impart a difference in their world. That's about brave leadership. Another question that was asked by Peyton Manning, and for those football lovers out there, an incredible speaker, incredible guy. He talked about brave leadership, about being people that are game changers. He said, they're people you either choose to initiate or you wait. By waiting, you become the follower. So think about that and how it relates to your business. Are you always waiting for somebody else to be the first one to share? Are you always waiting? You know, and I'm going to be quite honest on this call, there's many, many, many people who benefit from listening in on these calls, but never have once have they spoken up and contributed. Brave leadership is speaking up when your tummy's in knots and your heart's pounding and it's like, I'm not sure I have something valuable to contribute. Of course you have something valuable to contribute. That's why you feel uncomfortable. He also talked about, you know, the tunnel. And when they're in the tunnel just before beginning the game, that's that last time to let your emotions affect you before you get in the game. Because once you're out there, it's on. You're on. We're all in this together, guys. We are all playing the game of our life. And many of us are just out there like it's, you know, well, you know, I think about last summer, you know, our three-year-old Charlie played his first soccer game on his third birthday. And I looked at all the other children out there on the field, and they weren't engaging with the ball. They would rather pick dandelions or look at the bug that was crawling there or whatever, totally disengaged. And I mean, is that how we're operating when we're operating in our business right now? And, you know, we've got to devote ourselves to intense preparation and intense, what's the word I'm looking for? Sorry, I just glanced over at my husband and lost track. Darn. He still has that effect on me. Engagement, that's the word I'm looking for. And the other thing is we have to remember is that we are to be good stewards of what God has given us. That's brave leadership. Because, you know, at some point we're all going to become what we've envisioned ourselves to be if we're not arrived, so to speak, already. And at that point, what have we contributed? Who have we become? And are we good stewards to the talents, the capacities that God has given us? Have we instilled trust in others? And are we people that are always looking to find the way, or are we looking for the way out? So it's the bottom of the hour. I could go on for a while, but I'm not going to. I'd like to open the call and just get some feedback from anything anyone's taking away from this morning.
Hi, Sue. It's Judy.
Hello there.
And I just wanted to say thank you for being such a calm, bold, strong leader. Just your voice, your calmness this morning. You said so many great things, and I can talk to them. But I really discovered the resonance of you and me, and how you lead with a strong, slow, calm, full of belief presence. And I really enjoyed that. And I just wanted to say one more thing, which is I remember someone, I dated him many, many years ago, and he came over from England and he was teaching technology to a bunch of people. But as I got to know him, I saw that he was actually only a few pages ahead of the people that he was coming over from another country and being paid tons of money to teach. And how that translates into our business is that, yes, you can be nervous yourself, but as long as you're one step ahead of someone you're teaching who hasn't gone the places that you've gone, you're going to be a leader to them. You can be a leader to them. So don't wait for that perfect day you feel that everything is aligned. You know, just feel that you always have something to offer to somebody else with your own strengths and beliefs. So thank you for today.
Thank you for that, and thank you for the beautiful compliment. I received that.
Good.
I appreciate that, and I love what you brought because, you think about even children and how they play and how one experiences something and is willing to show the other child.
Mm-hmm.
I just love what children can teach us.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you, Judy.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Everybody absorbing all that I spoke about, or does anyone else have something to share?
Hey, Susie, it's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, and I want you. I'm going to sit there and chime right in with Judy. Great call, and I love your style. I love your calmness. But what I really really like that you brought to the call today is I think you made us all think. Because as you're stating different scenarios, you know, what would you do in this situation, or do you initiate, or do you wait, or do you lean into the? I mean, when you're saying all of these things, I think what you do is you make us all think, and you all make us take sort of inventory of our own ability and our own style. And you know, there are moments I think that, in being honest, that I step out and I am a leader. There are moments that I step back and I'm a little reserved and I let other people lead. And that's one thing that I have complete control over that, and I can either accept it or reject it and move on and learn or whatever. But I just want to say thank you for that. Thank you for making us take stock in what we each have. And I hope that others are finding that on this call as well. And I find that very valuable as a training tool. So thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. And that was my hope, because it's also allowing me to go back over my notes and go, oh, wow, that was something they said that impacted me enough to not just write it out, but to underline or highlight it. And as I was sharing this morning, I'm like, I'm moved emotionally, because I recognize there's areas that, as a leader, I do well. And other times I want to overstep somebody else's ability to lead. And that's something else that we have to be cautious of, is that there are so many leaders amongst us, and there are times for us to pull back. And to allow, it's that ebb and flow of allowing others to take their rightful place, rather than, as John Maxwell talks about, the law of the lid. If we're always the person that, has to be the lead speaker, and we have to be the lead trainer, and we have to be this, and always the one with the last opinion, and the you need to do, you have to do, you should do attitude, then that's not allowing other leadership to rise up. So thank you for that, Kevin. I appreciate it. So I think that we have
Sue? This is Evelyn. I just really appreciate you guys encouraging me to step out and tell you what I'm learning from this. It's applying so many other areas of my life. When I have been asked to be a leader in some areas, I just took over. And it was horrible. And then there's times when I have really understood how to encourage people. And going through this call, I can see where I need to improve. And man, it's hard sometimes to step out, because my stomach and my body just, But it's so nice to be able to see what I can do and that I can do this. It's so exciting. I just appreciate what you guys are teaching me. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen, for being brave enough to step out. I so appreciate you today.
You're welcome.
And there was one more person that wanted to share before we end the call. No, well, that's all good, and I am so happy to have spent this time with you. Looking forward to Maura's call tomorrow. Have a fabulous day, everyone.